Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
In your company, a challenge? Are you battling turnover and struggling to draw key talent? Is your team not performing at the level you want? Problems present themselves through conflict, miscommunication, creative differences, unclear expectations, and motivational issues. ARC Integrated is here to address these challenges through executive coaching and customized interactive trainings. Create lasting positive change that will improve your bottom line and create a culture that attracts talent and reduces turnover by going to arcintegrated.com. That's arcintegrated.com.
What if investing in each other could change the world? I'm Joel Skeen with BizRadio.us, and this is the Mindful Marketplace. Welcome back to part two of a really informative, exciting, passionate discussion I'm having here with Mike Resma, who is the Chief Distribution Officer at Quility. Really glad to have you guys listening here to the Mindful Marketplace today. If you did not get a chance to listen to part one and you're podcasting this, please just pause, go back, listen to part one with Mike. We went over a ton of incredible information about the problem of debt in our country, both on a national and on an individual household basis, and what the implications are of that moving forward for us as a country and individuals. So please go back and do that. Really excited to have Mike back. I do want to point you to our continuing event series that we have coming up. Our next one is, we're still nailing down the dates at the time of the recording, but by the time this airs, you should be able to go onto mindfulmarketplaceshow.com and click on events to see when the next community financial education course is. The purpose of this course is really to teach people, to build a community, to have some fun with each other, to actually have some really nice social interaction in this post-pandemic world, but also to really educate ourselves and walk away with some valuable resources where we've learned about the things they really should have taught us in school about finances, entrepreneurship, taxes, investing, debt strategies, budgeting, just the things that really allow us, there's power in information. And this event is all about empowering people to take their finances into their own hands and to start creating the future that they want with it. It's a free event, but we do have limited space, so registration's required. So make sure to go to mindfulmarketplaceshow.com, click on the events tab, and get yourself registered. There is both a virtual and an in-person option, but if you're within an hour of the Asheville area, I highly encourage you to come join us in person. We'd love to see you there. So we're going to get back into it with Mike Resma. We were talking again, as I said, about debt, and we ended with a statistic that I think would be a good place to kind of tie it together and start here for the next half of our discussion, which is that the average American family right now, when you look at their gross income, 40% of the income, the gross income of the average American family goes away to taxes, to the government, unfortunately, into income taxes, sales taxes, state taxes, all the other taxes that exist out there. But what most people don't realize is an additional 34% of their gross income is spent just on the interest on their debt. And that leaves most families with about 26% of what they actually make at their job coming into their bank account after they've paid the big banks, they've paid Wall Street, and they've paid the government. And so, Mike, I think a lot of times that number is surprising to people. 34% is on interest. But I was thinking about it. It kind of makes sense when you think you think about a family with a mortgage, and most people in their mortgages are usually in the more beginning part of their mortgage because, they get 5 or 6 years in and they see a better rate. And so they refinance because they're attracted to that lower interest rate. But people don't often think about how when they start over again with a new mortgage, they're starting at the part where they're actually paying mostly into interest again. You've talked before, and I would love for you to share a little bit about what you see as the real cost of interest for families, whether it's on mortgages or, any other consumer debt.
Yeah, it's really interesting that point that you brought up, and just the psychology of homeowners and refinancing. Just kind of think about things and put in perspective. One of the first clients I was working on with this program, this person had like a $580,000 mortgage. They had a 2.74% interest rate. man, everybody out there, don't you wish that interest rates were at 2.74 again for mortgages, with them being in the fours, fives, and sixes now? But just kind of thinking about that, you know, $581,000 mortgage, 2.74% interest rate. The mortgage payment was $2,500 a month. So this client's like, man, I'm sitting nice. I've got a 2.74% interest rate. My debt service is so low. It's phenomenal. And then we start breaking down the amortization schedule, which is exactly what you were talking about, Joel, but didn't realize that actually that 2.74% interest rate was really 38% interest, meaning that over the life of the loan, that client is spending $221,000 of interest over the life of the loan. And you compare that to the balance of 580, that's 38% of the balance would be paid out in the form of interest. And that's with interest rate at that point being so low, with them being in the fours, fives, and sixes. What we're seeing right now is that the average person for a mortgage is really spending anywhere between 45 and 60% of their balance in interest, which over time just absolutely adds up. And then what happens is the banks have gotten really, really smart, and they front load the amortization schedule. So if that payment was $2,500, right, $2,000 is going to interest, $2,000 is going to interest, $500 is going to principal. 1 year later, there's only a $30 difference going to the principal rather than interest. So they front load all those payments. And the behavior of American families is to refinance within the first 5 years, reset that amortization schedule. So they might be saving, you know, $200, but the amount of interest that their money is going to in those first few years and payments, if we really break down the numbers, it doesn't benefit them as much as they think it does, and actually makes them pay more interest over time. So instead of refinancing, look at these strategies to redirect your inefficient dollars, because what happens is the average person, we can show them savings of $72,000 worth of interest just by redirecting those inefficient dollars and paying off debt in a more streamlined way using these strategies that we'll talk about here in a second.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's crazy to me that banks can advertise an interest rate of, let's say, 2, 3, or 4%. When you look at those tables, the only year that you're actually paying that number in interest is year 29, year 30. And so it's, most people don't realize that. And I think that's a very, very valuable piece of information to understand. So you mentioned strategies. I know when I bought a home in, you know, Western North Carolina here, my real estate agent, we were looking at a 30-year mortgage or a 15. And she was like, well, just do the 30. And then whenever you can, just pay a little extra on the mortgage, because that overpayment will go towards the principal, not just the interest. It'll actually go towards your principal. And I thought that was a kind of a, you know, a good step in the right direction. But what I love about the work you're doing is you've been able to really identify that there's a lot of strategies, there's several strategies to paying off your debt a lot faster. And as you said, use that money to pay down your debt in a much more efficient way. So I'm wondering if you could real quickly just kind of touch on, you know, we won't be able to go into so much depth. You'll probably have to do some additional Googling out there on these strategies. But if you could just touch on, you know, aside from that shotgun approach, you're like, well, I'll just pay a little extra on my mortgage and I'll pay a little extra on my credit card. What are the main strategies that you employ and you educate people on how to eliminate their debt faster without having to spend extra money every month?
Yeah, and I want to address just one thing real quick with what you had talked about. And a lot of people think that they're doing a great thing by making extra payments to pay down their mortgage that goes to the principal, or make extra payments to pay down their principal balances on their credit cards. But all they are doing is funding a liability and not funding an asset. Because if you overpay on your mortgage, yes, you are paying down your balance and creating more equity. But let me ask you, how difficult and how easy is it to access the equity of your home, right? If you lose your job, you quit your job, you get disabled, and all your money is tied up in equity of the house, how easily are you going to access that? So there's not a lot of liquidity with doing that. So taking those overpayments and putting it into these plans, you have access and liquidity and flexibility with your asset. And same thing with the overpayments to the credit cards. Don't pay overpay to the credit cards, because all you're doing is reducing your balance. And when a bad, tough financial position happens, all you're going to do is just acquire more debt and rack up more debt on those credit cards. It's not changing the behavior of building an asset rather than funding a liability. So when we look at these and we look at taking those overpayments for mortgages and for the credit cards or debt or just inefficient dollars being spent on things that aren't providing value in your life, we plug these into the plans and look at different debt elimination strategies like debt snowball, which is essentially taking money, paying off the lowest balance first. Once that one is paid off, you take your minimum payment and then attack the next lowest balance. Or the debt avalanche strategy, which instead of paying off the lowest balance first, what you're going to do is attack the highest interest rate first and go down from there. But the problem is that there's not one cookie cutter program that's best for everybody. When we actually analyze amortization schedules for all of the debts that people have, it really comes up 50-50. Everybody's situation is different. So you really don't want to just look at, oh, let me just do debt snowball, let me just do debt avalanche. You need to work with the team of people to really analyze your situation and see which one is best for you.
And that's what I really love. And that's why a big reason why I have chosen to have my business partner with this debt-free life program is the power of this debt elimination report, which is created by which is produced by software that was developed right here in Asheville, North Carolina, that really crunches all those numbers for you, right? Because you're talking about a lot of moving parts, a lot of complicated things. Talk to me, and you know, I was thinking about this with this report. You know, if I were to go to my CPA, or I would go to a financial, you know, wealth advisor, planner, or something like that, and I was to say, hey, here's my credit card, mortgage, student loan, auto loan statements. Here's my statements. Can you take them? Can you crunch the numbers on the interest rates, on the amortization schedules, on any ballooning payments, on any introductory periods? And can you develop a strategy for me that will tell me exactly where my situation is right now, how long it'll take me to pay off these debts, when each of these debts will be paid off? And then can you create a report that shows me, if I were to use my dollars in the most efficient way possible, what that would look like, when those debts would be paid off, how much interest I would save, you know, all of these, this educational piece of it, of really understanding your situation and understanding how it could be different. How much would a CPA or a financial advisor charge you to do that, if they even could do that? It would probably charge hundreds, I mean, at least hundreds of dollars, maybe even more than that. So that's what is like so powerful to me in this report, is offering people this information through this software and doing it completely free. Talk to me about what you have learned. Like, do you have a case study, or do you have, do you have some data on what you have found to be, like, how impactful is that report to a family?
Yeah, the biggest thing is just education, right? The problem, we talked about this a little bit in part one of the series last week, is just the lack of financial education and planning. And, you know, school budgets are being cut, so financial planning, budgeting, how to do a checkbook and accounting just isn't taught. And, you know, 99% of our country does not have a financial advisor, and 75% don't have plans in place. So the value of this report is that you're going to get exactly what you talked about, Joel, and that is education. You're going to know exactly in your current situation, whether you're making overpayments or minimum payments, what your debts are, if you've got promotional periods, balloon payments like you talked about. You're going to get a personalized debt elimination report showing you exactly where you're at in time today with your debt in your current situation, with how long it's going to take you to pay off each of those debts, how much interest you're going to be paying over the life of your loans. And then you're also going to get a comparison based off of the financial analysis review, saying, well, hey, if you stayed on your path, this is what life is going to look like. But if you were able to make some changes, no additional money out of pocket, just redirecting those inefficient dollars and use this strategy that has been around for a century, just not with this type of technology and software to illustrate it in this way, you are going to make a huge financial impact, not only on yourself, but also generations to come, so that you can break that potential cycle of living paycheck to paycheck, or maybe not having the retirement setup that you want, and can really force change, not just for you, but generations to come.
Yeah, I think that's so powerful. It's just to have that information and have that report and understand that you can do something differently with those same dollars to get an entirely different outcome. I did want to hit on a little bit about the financial vehicle that does this. It's, you know, you mentioned it, I think in the first episode, you mentioned the word infinite banking. I've also heard it referred to as bank-owned life insurance or a 501k. But you said something earlier about, instead of funding a liability, start funding an asset. And could you talk a little bit about, I know we don't have time to get into all the details of it. I know it's like a 200-page book you got to read to really understand it. But do you have any, I guess maybe looking at an example of, you know, what using this financial vehicle and this information that they've been given has actually done for a case study or for a family, and how it's kind of changed their future moving forward, to kind of relate it back to the audience?
Yeah. So like the 501k, the infinite banking, privatized banking, bank owned life insurance, right? There's a whole bunch of different terms for this. And basically what it's using is participating whole life insurance policies, because you're participating in the gains of the insurance carrier, and they give that back to you in the form of dividends. So the great thing is that you're never going to lose any money that's in there, but you do get dividends. And based off of the carriers that we're using, they have paid out dividends 99 out of the last 100 years. So it's as close to a fully guaranteed product as you can get. Obviously, dividends are not guaranteed, but the payout 99 of the last 100 years, it's as close to a fully guaranteed product that you can get. So the great thing is your cash value that's growing up and building up in there, you have access to up to 90% of that cash value. There's no loans. I mean, there's no financial qualification. You want to ask, or you want to pull out some money, you don't have to go through a credit check. You don't have to fill out all this financial paperwork and qualify. Nobody asking you what you're using the money for. Nobody telling you how much you have to pay back. You are in control. You dictate what happens to your money. This is your asset. You're not going to fund a liability and provide a bank money for them. You're going to grow your own bank, and you're going to start creating that wealth for yourself. So a lot of information to dig into that down the road, but it's one of the most common, or one of the longest standing financial vehicles that's out there with great historical returns, and it's really underutilized, and it's something that we want to change here.
Well, and it seems to me, I may be wrong, but it seems to me that it's underutilized because it's really only been reserved for wealthy people. I mean, I know that this is something that doesn't really, you know, most, you go to your financial advisor, they're going to tell you about a mutual fund or a 401k, but they don't usually tell you about the same instrument that Ray Kroc used to pay his employees while he was starting McDonald's, and that JCPenney used to get himself through the Great Depression. Walt Disney used it to open up Disneyland because he couldn't get a bank to finance him. Jim Harbaugh is, you know, you're a Michigan guy. You know, the coach of University of Michigan football, the best paid coach of all time, in large part because he's being paid through this very financial vehicle. And that even Magic Johnson, when he found out he was HIV positive, it was because he was going through the underwriting to build the wealth that he, you know, he had gotten paid a lot in the MBA, and he wanted to invest it using this same kind of plan. But it's been reserved for, it's how banks, you know, we talk about bank-owned life insurance, it's how banks make a lot of their money, but it's kind of been kept behind this wall and just been used only for wealthy elites. And what I love about this program is not only is it providing people the education, but it's really lowering the barrier to entry for middle American families and small businesses to be able to use those same tax advantages, those same guarantees on growth that wealthy people and that banks have been using forever. But they've been kind of keeping it to themselves. And so I absolutely love that you guys, and that's why I want to partner with the Quillity DFL software, is to help people get these reports in hand and then do whatever it is that's going to be best for their situation moving forward. What do you see as kind of, you know, if you think about this, like if we could get those reports into the hands of, you know, half of middle American families, or, you know, if we could really educate enough people on where they stand with their debt and how they could get out of it. If we can dream a little bit, you know, what do you think that would do for the future? What is it that you would, what would you love to see happen, and how do you think it could change the future for people on an individual level and maybe even on a larger societal level?
Yeah, man, you're giving me goosebumps here, because this is what drives me, and just the value and the impact that we can have on this country financially, right? So on average, with these plans, we save people $72,608 of interest that we're taking away from the banks and putting it back into the pockets of American people. So we're saving on average $72,000 of scheduled interest. And we're taking people's debt service from typically 25 to 30 years if you've got a mortgage, and paying that off with no additional money anywhere between 7 to 12 years on average with no additional money. Now, that's if you have a mortgage. If you don't have a mortgage, then typically people are in debt with their credit cards and personal loans for like 7 to 8 years, and we're cutting that down to under 2 years. So if you're just looking at the large number and scale of this, whether you're a homeowner or you're not, but the average being that we're saving $72,000 of interest on average per family. We've got over 300 million citizens in this country. We have 160 million people in this country that this plan would be good for. And if we got 100, even if there was 100 million people that are on this that save 70,000, we have an absolute opportunity to change the status of this country, put the money back into the pockets of the American people, get rid of $1 trillion of scheduled interest and take it away from the banks. We want to create a problem so big for the banks that they come after us, because we want to put the money back into the families' pockets. And we have the opportunity to influence some major change, not just for consumers, but for the federal government to take notice as well.
I love it, my man. And you know, I saw on your LinkedIn profile, your headline is revolutionizing the life insurance industry, which sounds like a pretty, you know, audacious thing to say. But I think that that audaciousness is warranted. And I'm excited. Imagine if that 34% of your gross income was back into your hands. Like, how much easier would it be to invest into your community? How much easier would it be to spend locally? How much easier would it be to spend and invest aligned with your values, not just based on what you have to do in order to get out of debt? So, Mike, we're out of time. I could talk with you for hours about this, but thank you so much for being on. You can listen to both parts of this episode on mindfulmarketplaceshow.com. Check out our events. You can also go to bizradio.us to listen to this episode, all other episodes of the Mindful Marketplace, and please check out the other hosts on this network. There are so many great entrepreneurs who are bringing you incredible content week after week. Thanks so much for being on with me, Mike, and for all of you listening out there, take care of yourself and take care of someone else.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.